Hi there, welcome back. This is Margaret Nichols, and we're here on day three of our 7 days of awakening meditation. I hope you've been having fun playing with the idea of energy in your life and looking a little closer to what's happening under the hood of your mind, and that it's providing some insights and maybe a little illumination, a different way of looking at the world. Today, I want to delve into a big topic, a universal topic, the topic, which is talking about that thing that is bigger than us. So whatever you want to call that, divine, you want to call it God, you want to call it universal force, you want to call it the universe, you can call it nothingness. There's something in us that operates that's larger than us. And there is, regardless of whether we want to call it something that has to do with something godly or religious sounding, or we want to go to pure science, then there's some kind of force that makes the planets move around the sun and all everything in the universe moves, that births a baby without us having to do anything about it, that has our heartbeat inside our body without us forcing it to do so. There's some kind of magical energy, something, some communicative force that operates without us having to do anything with it. And in my work, I talk about that force being a beneficent force, meaning that it's here for our good. And that's kind of the faith that we have to take, the leap that if you want to hang out with me and hear what I have to say about the matter, that we kind of take that leap together that, all right, even if we don't believe that, we're not comfortable maybe identifying it as something or putting a name or a person or some weird guy in the sky to it, that we can acknowledge that there is something kind of moving around that doesn't have our hands in it, right? That's going to keep going without us doing anything about it, that we have no control over. And so all of these things that we're doing here layer over each other. And so if we have this trust and this faith in this beneficent force, even if we can't name what it is, and we do our work to pay attention to and have awareness of our mind and how it can hook us in, and if we do our work cleaning up our energy and leading from a positive place or leading from authentically where we are, and we cultivate this sense of there is something bigger than me, and maybe it knows more than I do because it's been around forever, and I don't know what that thing is, and even if I don't know and I don't 100% believe it, I may be willing to be willing to believe it. Because everything having to do with awakening is a two-prong equation. It's freeing the mind, and then it is expanding the heart. And those two things are kind of the yin-yang of what awakening is. And something like freeing the mind is very in line with a lot of Eastern traditions, Buddhism and things like that, negative space. And something like expanding the heart is very consistent with a lot of Western teachings, for instance, you know, Christianity and Jesus and heart-centeredness and being in love. But if you're a Jesus follower and you only worry about love and Jesus's gospel and you don't worry about cleaning up any of your own stuff in your mind, then you're kind of a walking disaster. And likewise, if you go the other direction, you know, there can be a sense of compassion or love left out from the idea of only dealing with the mind and not calling in something that's greater than us, because then a sense of self-love can be blown out of proportion to a sense of narcissism around it. And if we can be willing to open our eyes and our hearts to the idea of this universal force, then we can really propel our awakening a lot faster, because the grace that's in that force is something beyond something that we could imagine. And there has to be a component of surrender, of I'm going to let go to what life has to offer me rather than I'm going to sit and control and grasp life and make it happen, which we've all been trying to do for a really long time. And we kind of noticed, hey, it's not working. It's, again, that kind of masculine way of aggressively trying to get something rather than that way of just, hey, I'm going to be with it and see what happens here. And so in some of my more advanced work, I really take the time to cultivate that relationship for you and also kind of, you know, honestly sell you on why it's important, because, you know, half of any of this kind of work is me trying to talk you into it, actually getting you sit down on the mat or in your car or whatever and sit for a couple of minutes with yourself and see what comes up. And so whatever your relationship is with this force, and perhaps you have no relationship with this force, you know, this force has been suppressed. The purity of it has been suppressed for hundreds, thousands of years, really, by most organized religion, because it's been hijacked by religion. Religions that are fueled by political agendas and money, that suppress people, that people separated, that don't celebrate individuality, and that don't believe that this force is something that's inside of you, that was here meant to offer you a sacred sense of life. And so everything that we do together is to connect to that force and to understand that that force is only something that's within you. That's it. And, you know, that might have been seemed as blasphemy, certainly many years ago, and I'm sure in a lot of places today, you know, but there isn't an external force. It's an internal thing that we are connected to, just in the same way that we are talking about energy and how our energy attracts what we want and how we vibe in the world. The connection that we have to this force inside of us allows us to relax into it and for it to guide us into magic that we couldn't have otherwise planned for ourselves. And what meditation is at its core, and not everyone might say this, but what it really is relaxing into that force, relaxing into those universal truths, that divine order, that things are evolving in a beneficent way for people. And when we kind of get out of our own way and let that force lead us through our lives, things become more beautiful. And we have to take away the stigma of what that force is. And it used to look like, you know, I grew up Catholic. So for me, there was a lot of stuff around what that force was. And it all had to do with guys. You know, you still don't have women leaders in the Catholic Church. There was a lot of sin around sex. There is a lot of sin about, you know, women kind of having voices in general. And it didn't resonate with who I was. And so for a long time, I really ran away from that because it wasn't projecting back to me something that I resonated with. And so now we have this opportunity to create and really identify and awaken inside of us a version of this sacred self, this thing that is the soulful part of us, right? This thing that was us before we even got here, that place up in God knows where we were, or Goddess only knows where we were, when we decided to come to this planet, that inner being, like that is real stuff. And we can gain information there and live a life of beauty and truth there on our own terms, not on what someone else says we have to look like, how much we have to make, what sexual orientation we have, how dirty our sex wants to be, how clean it wants to be, any of those things, how much you drink, how much you don't drink. There's no judgment around that in this new paradigm of connection to divine source. This new connection is about having awareness, having clarity, being a contributing member of society, being your brightest, having an amazingly fun and adventurous life, if that's what you want. If you want a quiet, you know, totally slow, out of the way life, then that's great too. You know, it's the idea of something being there for you to bring sugar, to bring magic to your life in the way that we can't do it ourselves. And we've all gotten turned off from this connection to, if you want to call it God, if you want to call it the divine or universal source, because people went crazy with it. They went nuts. They put all these restrictions on it. They told us what we had to be. They told us what we had to believe. They told us what was good and what was wrong. And none of that holds water here. It doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong. There's no positive or negative. There is what is right for you in your own life, in your own heart. And to clear that and clarify it and lead from that place, whatever is right for you and best in your moment. That's it. So in today's meditation, we are going to go down again into our heart space and start to open up a little bit of a relationship and a conversation with this force. So this might be the first time that you've attempted this, or you could be like totally best buds with your, you know, divine force or buddies, and either way, that's great. So wherever you are, just settle in. If you can, where you are, you could close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath into your body, bringing you to here, to now, to the present moment. because this negative space of clarity is where we can activate for ourselves and activate our heart. And now right away, just drop down into that heart space and just see yourself going into your heart. And it's dark and it's warm, it's safe, it knows you. It's always been with you. And take a nice deep breath into this heart space. And into this heart space, I'd like to ask you to call in or invite or invoke a version of this divine or universal source or the cosmos, the stars, whatever resonates with you, whatever feels right in your body is semantics, languaging that you enjoy. Think of that. You choose it and call that in. And if you can't think of any words, or you don't see any images, or you're not really sure that this is going to work, or you don't really believe what I'm saying, you're not on board, just try it. It can be the ball of light. It can be your energetic heart beating inside of you. It can be a sense of love that you share for someone you love, or in your family, or your work even. And into your heart space, this space of limitlessness, of potential, ask this force, this energy, this divine love to join you here. It's a simple ask. And be real with it. If you're thinking, I don't know what the hell is going on here and I don't believe this, then you say that. You say, hey, I don't know what's going on here. I don't believe this, but she's asking me to call in the universal love into my heart. So, okay, is there a universal love? Do you want to come into my heart? And just ask the question. We're not looking for answers here. It's about opening a door to a question. And what if there was this beneficent force that lived inside your heart, that was guiding you through intuition and love, that was looking out for you, that was here for your evolution, for your awakening, that put you on this planet at this precise time of so much chaos, so much upending in the world, so much potential, so that you could be a force of light within it? And what if going into your heart and trusting that love was always there, even when you didn't feel like you could love yourself, or even when you were being an asshole to other people, that heart space still loved you, that heart space sees you at your best, at your brightest, always. Like the best partner you've ever had in your entire life is completely enamored with you, is so in love with you, is willing to provide you with anything that you need, is here to sweep away and cleanse and clear all your garbage and all the shit that you don't want to hold on to. What if that space existed inside of you? Wouldn't that be miraculous? Wouldn't that be just incredible? If you could come to this dark, warm, sacred heart space within you and know this is the same place that birthed the cosmos. This is the same thing that runs billions of bodies all around the world at the same time and all of their trillions and gajillions of functions all at the same time without anyone making any effort. Think about how vast that force is that runs the tides of the oceans and the sun and the moon coming up and down the way we perceive it coming up and down. That runs the instincts of animals and flowers growing and trees swaying. that runs the wind and all of nature operating in harmony and sometimes in chaos. How vast that force is, how limitless, how we can't even wrap our mind around that power if we believed it existed. And how maybe that power is so big and so vast, the idea of even believing that that exists is so much that it's scary. It's scary to believe that there's something so powerful in this world. And it's difficult to believe that that much power could exist within us, inside our heart. But it does. And the more that we can connect to this heart space within us and give over and trust that it is here for our good, that there might be something bigger than us that knows. That we're here to learn things, and that this force is guiding us to learn those lessons so that we can elevate in consciousness. That's the beauty of it. So again, take a deep breath into your heart and exhale. And if it's your first time, perhaps you can say to your heart, "Hey, divine force, nice to meet you. I'm still skeptical, but nice to meet you." And if you already have a deep connection with this space, then you know. And this is just you connecting more. It's an opportunity for communion, for intimacy, because that's what grows any strength, any bond. And only that kind of communion and intimacy can provide risk and adventure. Because the more safe that we can feel inside our heart, the more faith that we have that we are held by this divine force, that it's here for our good, the more we can leap off the edge, the more we can take those chances, the more we can expand and grow to hold love and awareness and money and success and whatever you want in your life. And take another deep breath into your heart. And just take with you today that perhaps there is this force that's connected energetically to the rest of the world, and perhaps it is divine. Maybe. And what if it was? What if that magic is real? Could you play with that? Could your world be different and brighter if you felt you could leap whenever you needed to? Because you would be safe? So today with you, take the idea that there's a potential for magic around you. That this divine force is looking out for you and wants to show you some pretty marvelous things about life. Thanks for spending this time with me. Namaste.